This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. On the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Senator Dean Smith, all the way from WA, how are you?
Very, very well, and Merry Christmas to you, Macca and Paul and Kimberly.
And hello, how are you?
Now, we said,
very well.
We said, Dean, that the only way we got you, it wasn't the Queen's address, otherwise you'd be standing there draped in the flag with a glass of sherry.
Macca, I've been listening to your show and I was just waiting, when would you start poking fun at my deeply held convictions?
Well, just as I, you know...
He's been holding on all show, Dean,
I have, but... You know, I made a rule when we're setting this program up that we're only going to have people on that had contributed to our community in a positive way, that were passionate about equality, and that had done things for our community that made their lives better and also contributed positively for Joy. And if you didn't meet that criteria, you didn't get on the show today. So...
Well, I'm very, very pleased to be with you. Very, very pleased to be with you and all the listeners this morning, absolutely.
So, Kimberly and Dean, Kimberly will interrupt, I'm sure, but Dean, for you, 2020's been a tough year. I know it's been a tough year. You know, Western Australia has a different situation. Number one, I want to congratulate you on getting a resounding pre-selection result. So you will be, you know, high on the ticket, the WA Liberal ticket. That's great to see. We need people like you in the Senate. We need people like Kimberly in the Senate. And even though you're representing your parties, you bring an intellectual rigour and individuality to what you do. And I like that. I like that. So congratulations on that and thank you. What do you see for 2021 is going to be the biggest challenge for Australia, Dean?
Well, can I just start, Macca, by just sharing with you that even though West Australians have been have experienced a different pandemic, the suffering and the hurt and the trauma that has been experienced by other Australians, particularly those in Victoria and now in Sydney, has not been lost on us, and our thoughts have always been with our fellow Australians who have been in more difficult circumstances than us. So although we've been far away and in a different circumstance, our thoughts and concerns have always been with our other Australians as well. So I did want to just mention that first up. But thinking about the show when I was getting ready this morning, I thought, well, if you recall this time last year,
yes,
at the end of the show, we talked about the importance of perhaps 2020 being a year where we showed more kindness. And I was thinking to myself, well, perhaps dreams or wishes can actually come true. Because when we think about the experience of the pandemic for so many different people, you know, we have been reminded of the importance of community. We have been reminded of the importance of volunteering and the volunteering efforts of so many people across the community. And it has reminded us to always keep a space in our hearts and our minds for the plight of others that might be in more difficult circumstances. So perhaps for 2021, we might just put our mind to wishing and praying for more kindness again.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a community, as a country, we'll triumph.
I'm sure you're going to agree with that, Kimberly.
I do agree with that, and I was thinking this morning as well about, you know, that a lot of people, I think, have seen in some ways a topsy-turvy sort of society. And what we have seen is, I think, about the healthcare workers and what they've done this year, and they've kept going to work even though, you know, some of them were at great risk, and they kept doing that, and they showed such compassion. And there were jobs that we considered unskilled and unimportant, like cleaners in hospitals. But in fact, what we've seen this year is that those people are so important for all of us, for all of us to survive. And I think, you know, hopefully, I hope, as Dean has just expressed, you know, I hope that that compassion and that kindness that we have seen from healthcare workers, that maybe we can all learn from them, not only their kindness and their compassion in helping people and treating people, but also, I think, in their bravery in keeping on going to work, even though there must have been some days where they thought that it was incredibly dangerous. So I think that courage is something we can also learn from.
And Dean, you know, it's been a, economically, the year has been very up and down. You know, for next year, hopefully, you know, the economy is I wouldn't say it's out of the ward. It's certainly been able to get up off the sick bed, but next year economically is going to be a big challenge, isn't it? And
I do agree with that, Maker. I think that for all of the difficulties we've experienced in 2020, we must not. I don't think it's wise to think that
it's over,
things are it's over or that things are back to normal in 2021. I'm someone who, when we look at the pandemic, we've seen lots of things that we were told were impossible to do have become possible to do. And I think that spirit of perhaps, you know, inquiring a bit more deeply when someone or a policy maker or a politician says, no, we can't do that, and think to ourselves, why is it that we can't do that? Because in difficult circumstances or in unusual circumstances like we've been in, the impossible has become the possible. Those things that were unimaginable from a policy perspective have become doable. So perhaps we can continue to take the positive things from the pandemic as we continue to adjust to this. Unfortunately, we're far from over, and I certainly know in Western Australia at certain points over the last 12 months we've thought our country was through this, only to be reminded that it is a very unique set of circumstances that we're dealing with.
Well, you know, one thing that we all thought was going to be impossible, Kimberly and Dean, was for the two of you to come in and host Saturday Magazine for as your colleagues Tim Wilson and Josh Burns did. Well, guess what? When we move to the Pride Centre, you two are going to host a Saturday Magazine. You're going to organise the guests. I'll just be there to keep you in line.
Kimberly and I have been rehearsing.
I know.
In the Senate, we often find ourselves next to each other, you know, trying out different sorts of concepts. So I'm actually quite excited about it.
And because you organise your own
good ideas,
because you organise your guests as well, that is going to be interesting. But I know it'll be a very civil show.
It's such a long time overdue as well,
yes.
Maka. We're certainly looking forward to it.
It might be a little highbrow, but you won't mind that.
Oh, no. Look, you know, it's all right. Look, I think, you know, for us doing Christmas Day, doing a broadcast live on Christmas Day has been really important, because there are a lot of people out there that are on their own today, and what we're trying to do today is, you know, is bring them some radio that is a little bit different, that they're not going to hear on other stations. They're only going to hear from people during this show today, as I said, that have actually been positive contributors and supporters of our community. And, you know, both of you have done that. It's really important, you know, what you both do is that, you know, what you guys do is you talk to each other. You're on different sides, different parties, and on different sides on a number of issues. But you engage with each other, and that's really important, and that's why I have you both on.
Well, Maker, thank you very much for that. And sorry, after you, Kimberly.
Well, I find that so touching. It's such a lovely thing for you to say, and you know, I just hope that I can honour the trust, really, that you and the community that this radio station represents. You know, that I do want to honour that trust. That it's really important, and it's one of the most lovely and touching things anyone said to me. So, thank you. Oh. I really appreciate it.
Oh. What a beautiful thought on Christmas.
If I could just bring some Christmas greetings from afar. I think it's easy for many of your listeners to think that it's only Victorians that are listening to your program and sharing and all the benefit of that. And as a West Australian, can I just extend on behalf of all those non-Victorians that enjoy your show, listen to your show, just extend our deepest appreciation, because it is important that people stay connected. I think it's exciting that you're reaching and doing more for rural and regional Australians. And I just want to extend on all of our behalves our thanks to you and to Paul and to all of the team at Joy at Christmas time, but also to the donors and the supporters and all those other people that make it possible to have such an important medium like Joy. We've had good times in our community. We've had challenging times, and it's important to always stay very, very well connected, and Joy does that for all of us.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Kimberly. It's important to remember that without the support of folks like you from different sides of politics, our community would not be where we are now. You can only spell equal one way, and you can only deliver equality one way, is when you do it without a preference for a race, a creed, a religion, a colour, whatever. And that's what you guys do, and I appreciate that, I acknowledge that. Everyone we've had on today, I want to thank them. I do look forward to adjudicating, I don't know what I'm going to call it, moderating, Dean and Kimberly, and the very interesting list of guests that they're going to have. It could, thank God we've got you from the government, Dean, because if our licence is ever going to be at risk, it'll be when you two are on the air. So
I think Joy's in safe hands with these two.
Yeah, so have a lovely day. Thank you for your time, but most importantly, thank you for your commitment to equality. It actually makes a difference in people's lives, more so on today than any other day. So thank you.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas. I hope you have a lovely, really lovely, special day.
And Dean?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, Macron, Paul, and thank you again for everything you do. And, of course, very Merry Christmas, Kimberly.
Yes. And
Merry
Dean?
Merry Christmas, Kimberly.
And Dean, when we have the Queen's Christmas message, I do expect you to be draped in the flag. With, I think a dry sherry is more appropriate than a sweet.
Macca, the Queen's Christmas message is an annual event. It happens every Christmas night.
I know.
And it's Paul Roger, not sherry. Yeah.
Thanks for being a good sport, everyone. Thanks for allowing us into your life today. Have a great day.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.